Detroit's Pershing High School has some long, deep traditions. One of those traditions is Doughboys basketball. Pershing's Doughboys were nationally ranked this year, and they took on Detroit Cass Tech for the city title last month. Pershing isn't a Detroit public school anymore, though. It's one of 15 Detroit schools that entered the Education Achievement Authority this school year.
It's a pretty nice school. It's kind of different from what it was last year, but it's all right.
That's Candace Tate, a 10th grader at Pershing. Tate says she felt like things have been a little bit hectic during this transition year, but she thinks it's getting better as the year goes on. Some of Tate's classmates aren't as charitable. Sitting amongst the blue and yellow clad Doughboy followers is 10th grader Zaria Carruthers.
I don't like school.
Why not?
Because it's too much going on. It's like gang violence and all that. I don't really like school.
When I ask Carruthers exactly what she means, she says simply,
watch news.
Pershing has had its share of issues this year, including one major gang incident that brought police rushing into the school. Carruthers' classmate, Nyjah Hill, has a broader critique.
It's unorganized.
Yeah. How? In what way?
Like, everything is at the last minute.
Hill's sentiment is one I've heard over and over again from EAA teachers and students. The school environment, at least at the high school level, seems to have gotten worse during this transition year. And that's a problem for Michigan's so-called turnaround district. The EAA's big goal is to take the lowest performing schools and foster educational environments where students can thrive despite a lot of tough obstacles. But state and district officials insist things are going pretty well.
Well, the overall vision for the EAA is much like has been done in other states, to build another model for the delivery of educational services is a reform district.
That's Bill Rustem, Governor Snyder's Director of Strategy. EAA is one of Snyder's biggest education initiatives. It's part of his larger state-led effort to transform traditional public education. The goal is to create more autonomous schools where principals are largely in control of major decisions. Proponents say that lets schools keep the best teachers and helps ensure that at least a third more taxpayer dollars are spent directly in EAA classrooms. EAA schools will stay in the district until they can show marked progress, at which point they can either transition back to their former school system, become a charter school, or stay put in the EAA. Bills to take the district statewide are moving in Lansing. Critics say at best that move is premature.
They're experimenting on our students, and it's interesting that it's almost always low-income students of color.
That's Tom Pedroni, an education professor at Wayne State University. He's part of a group that's been highly critical of the EAA and broadly suspicious of Governor Snyder's education agenda. Pedroni was himself a teacher, and he's since studied different reform districts in other states. One key thing everyone agrees those districts need to succeed, hire and retain great teachers. But Pedroni says instead the EAA has relied heavily on Teach for America. That program puts college graduates, usually from elite universities, through a summer teaching crash course. It then places them in high-poverty schools, usually for 2 years.
While there are certainly also among the Teach for America cohort some very talented teachers, the reality is that their attractiveness to school districts is oftentimes their low cost.
In the EAA, a little more than a quarter of all teachers are with Teach for America. The number is much higher at some schools. Pedroni and other critics argue the program doesn't tend to produce many career teachers. They are also, by default, relatively young and inexperienced. Pedroni says it's also hard to verify the EAA's claim that it's spending more money in the classroom than a traditional public school.
We can't measure it with certainty because the EAA budget, at least the ones that are available to the public, do not break down the budget into the traditional U.S. Department of Education categories.
Pedroni and other EAA critics think this is all part of a bigger problem. They argue the EAA, as it stands, lacks transparency and accountability and is part of some disturbing trends in Michigan's public schools.
There are private forces behind it and there are conflicts of interest all over the place.
That's Bert Johnson, a state senator from Detroit. Right now, the EAA isn't operating as a legal statewide school district. It's in kind of a gray area under the law. Johnson says that's a big problem because it means right now the EAA isn't accountable for how it spends public dollars in the same way other school districts are. Another problem, in critics' eyes, is that the EAA is also privately funded. The district launched with the promise of a private fundraising campaign to support its operations. But officials won't reveal who the main funders are or even how much money they want to raise. We do know, though, that the district hasn't raised as much private money as it would have liked. Earlier this year, Chancellor John Covington had to ask for an advance on state funds. Johnson says that's only one of the ways the EAA has been rushed into place.
You just don't get to put the cart before the horse. You have to do it right, and we've told them that.
But district and state officials say calling the EAA a politically motivated rush job is unfair. Again, Governor Snyder's chief strategist, Bill Rustem.
The idea is put it in place, and then let's begin a process of carefully constructing the EAA over time and giving these kids a chance.
Rustem and district officials argue that any startup needs time to succeed, and that what limited data exists so far shows EAA students making some strides. And Rustem says the bottom line is simple. The state has the ultimate responsibility to educate students. He says locally controlled schools are given lots of time and options to turn things around before they get moved into the EAA.
But if you can't, or if you refuse, or if you don't, then the state has that constitutional obligation to step in and provide for the education of those kids.
And Rustem says that's why the EAA should be approved in Lansing and taken statewide. At this point, it looks like that could happen mostly along party lines, though Democrats like Johnson are trying to hold up the process. Oh, and that city championship basketball game? Pershing won. It was a tremendous come-from-behind victory, as Pershing's Martez Walker hit a buzzer beater to give the Doughboys a two-point victory over Cass Tech. Can the EAA pull off the same kind of turnaround victory? We don't know, and likely won't know for a while yet. But EAA critics are right in one sense. The district is a big experiment, and the results of that experiment will reshape public education in Michigan. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.